Lies with Sarah Schaefer is a production of WNYC Radio.
Oh, hey, everybody. Just wanted to mention, I am very excited to announce my new daily weblog series. It's called Hi, Today I'm Sarah. And it's just me being really cute and cool and just quirky and stuff. It's a lot of cute stuff, like fast-paced editing, but very funny. And it's how I am really going to get my brand out to all you millennials out there. You're going to love it. Check it out. Subscribe to youtube.com/HiTodayI'mSarah, powered by Kotex. Welcome to Lies. On each episode of Lies, we probe the mind of fascinating public figures, leaving no stone unturned and no truth told. I'm Sarah Schaefer. My guests today are collectively known as the Holy Trinity of YouTube, Hannah Hart, Mamrie Hart, and Grace Helbig. They have millions of fans with their hilarious YouTube channels. The three recently wrote, produced, and starred in their own feature-length film, Camp Dakota. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You know, I can see all of you, and I can tell who's talking, but for anyone who isn't deeply familiar with your voices, there's four ladies in here, and it might get confusing. Mm-hmm. So I just want to sort of have everybody identify each other. And so, Grace.
Yeah.
That's my voice. This is how I talk.
Oh, I was looking at...
I'm Hannah.
Hannah, yeah. Yeah. I was... Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Grace is...
We just, we recently decided that we wanted to... adopt each other's hair color. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. probably
that might have
why.
You sweat.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And you're sitting, so she can't see your height.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No sweat.
No, I know which ones. Yeah. I know who you are. Yeah. I mean, I watch your vlogs.
As long as you know who I am, I'm good.
And you are?
I'm Mamrie.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Great.
Hi.
Okay. So good to have you guys here.
Mamrie's the gay one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm
you know, I don't care if you're gay. You know, that doesn't...
No, I know, but I care that you know that I'm gay.
Okay, so you're gay.
Yes.
Okay, everyone, Mamrie's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just come out? Was that you coming out? Did you come out on my show?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have a champagne brunch planned for us after to celebrate.
That's so gay.
Oh, my God, came out on my show.
Anyway, guys, enough about me.
Okay.
I mean, more, but
all
not
right.
that.
Well, now I know who you all are, and this won't get confusing at all. It's interesting that we've never met before, given that, you know, I'm pretty much one of the prominent improvisers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's, you know, I improv.
Did you come up with Katie Holstead?
Del.
Del
Close, maybe you've heard of him.
Del.
Yeah.
Does he do the computers?
I have a Windows.
No. It's this really famous improv coach.
Close?
Del Close.
Glenn Close?
Glenn Close.
No, Del Close.
I was close.
From Chicago.
Good one, Gabe.
Yeah.
Right?
Glenn Close and I are friends.
We're really?
Friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
we're friends. So she's trained me as well.
Is it she?
As you know.
Is it
Glenn is a she. Del is a man. And a computer, as we've mentioned.
Right.
Mm. And Del did have a very important part in my upbringing. But this isn't about me.
Well, could have fooled me.
I just wanted to mention that. Okay. So you guys...
But Glenn Beck is a man.
Del Taco is a food restaurant.
Right.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They serve burgers and fries.
Okay.
So you guys are so in tune with the younger generation, you know, or the millennials, as I coined the term. How does one go about connecting your brand to the demo via cross platforms on multi-digitized interfaces? And in other words, to simplify the question, mm-hmm. how much money do you make?
Oh. We make pennies to the dollar.
I'm a millionaire. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you are. So this isn't.
Well, I just recently invested all of my billions of dollars, so right now I have only a few scraps of change.
Mm. Is it on that new potato chip company mm-hmm. you were talking about?
Yep, Glenn Beck Potato Chips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got the name. Mm-hmm. I didn't think you were going to nab the rights.
Mm-hmm. Beck's Gut Bite?
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, thank you.
So, well, Glenn Beck Potato Chips, mm-hmm. Are they associated with the person, Glenn Beck? Or
they're just extremely polarizing.
That's why you wanted...
Yeah. Just like bold flavors.
Soft, chewy taste.
Potato chip?
Yeah, like gummy chips. And then somewhere on the bag, it's really hard to find, but there's like a racial slur.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a game.
It's like a game to find
potato chew, chewy potato chips game.
So like while you chew for, you know, what could be up to a half hour on one chip, you have plenty of time to find the racial slur on the bag.
She's also got stock in TMJ recovery medicine. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like double dipping.
Yeah, yeah, it's like insurance companies.
Yeah, that's the name.
Hedging your bets, as it's known. Yeah,
exactly.
I like it. She's very good with money.
Yeah. I saw Wolf of Wall Street, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I blew all my money.
Money is the name of
What did
her.
You blow it on?
No, I physically, I'm a giver. I'm a giver.
A giver.
Oh, you guys know
money's
this.
The name of her stripper.
You know, I'm a giver. I have one of those telephone booths in my house where the money blows just for like kicks, you know,
Wait,
for friends.
Other people can go in.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. So I lost all my money because I physically leaf blew it.
Oh,
into
my.
A crowd at a concert. I got like really wrapped up.
Well,
it was a passion pit concert and I got passionate.
Though.
Continue.
Okay, I will. I shall. being an internet star, as we know, is very different than a TV or movie star in that your fans feel much more connected and they feel like they have greater access to you because they do. But it makes me wonder, what is the weirdest interaction you guys have had with a fan?
I hate them.
You hate them?
I hate them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's kind of like the bane of doing this. I just want to be popular and untouchable.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you want lots of fans, but you don't want...
I think I want a cult. I just want worship.
Yeah.
Worship.
Blind worship. Empty blind praise on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. I mean, like, YouTube as a medium is so legitimate and so well-respected amongst, you know, both traditional media, entrepreneurs, and industry types, and new that it's just, like, a constant struggle every day.
Yeah. I know. Ron Howard called me 3 times this morning.
Begging.
Yeah.
Just trying to get me to collaborate.
James Cameron tried to prove that he knew what a jump cut was the other day. And I was like,
that is
okay.
So
that's interesting that you say that because the jump cut, obviously invented by you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And obviously appropriated by like Scorsese. Mm-hmm. You know.
We've currently got some legal stuff in the world. We can't get into it now, but.
Oh, there's action?
Yeah.
Action will be taken, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Wait till the movie Noah comes out.
It's been out.
Oh.
Well,
no one, a Noatist.
No one noticed at all.
I got that joke that you just did.
Thank you. It was my joke.
She heard me say it first, but that's okay.
I think I made it up.
Okay.
2 by 2.
What I was going to say about Noah is that there was really only one animal on the ship, but what they did is they spliced and reversed the screen so that there were 2 animals, which is also a technique that we've created.
Yeah.
So there is some legal trouble there
with the
creators and editors of that film.
You're welcome for saving you all that, you know, rhino money or whatever, because you only had to buy one.
Do you find that, you know, the internet feels a little bit like... it's obviously so well respected, but people seem like they think they can just steal, you know, your intellectual property. And you find yourself in lots of litigation?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like, God, upwards of 10 a month. Just, I can't stand when people share other people's intellectual property. The word drunk is my word. Mm-hmm. I don't think it existed.
They just called it drinking a lot.
Yeah, they just called it drinking a lot. And then I was like, guys, we done got drunk.
And we were like, hold the phone, write that down.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell it?
It's like
the word
crunk.
Drunk is your word. And obviously, I mean, drunk in love, Beyonce.
Oh, I hate Beyonce.
This
God, don't bring up Beyonce. Do not say Beyonce to me. I'm physically sick. Physically sick.
Yeah.
Right now, thinking
okay,
about
well, I'm sorry. I didn't. That was not on the list of things I wasn't allowed. You did provide a very long list of things I wasn't allowed to bring up.
I think
and
it was there.
I have to, no, it was not there.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Speaking of drunk, one of the major themes in your work is drinking.
It's the only way to create art, really.
Yeah.
I mean, a brain is only functional when it's swimming in a pool of its own booze.
But with such a young fan base, are you ever concerned that you're sending the wrong message?
I'm like, you're welcome for training you.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to learn from their parents anyway, so may as well learn from fake parents that live on the internet first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You find that you feel like you have a fake parental relationship with your fans?
Sometimes real. I've tried to adopt a couple of them.
Yeah.
They didn't know, but I tried.
They call it kidnapping, but cheap.
Not if you have paperwork in your van.
Yeah. The paperwork was takeout menus.
Yeah.
But it was paper. She stood by it.
But I wrote my signature on it, so that's legally binding.
And how young are the youngest sect of your fans?
Fetuses, really.
Fetuses.
Yeah. There's a movement.
Got money in stem cells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pregnant women that watch and drink along with us.
Yeah, well, nowadays they can implant an iPad in vitro.
No, are you following Trimester Tony? He's got the new vlog out.
Oh, he's so great.
Yeah, he tells it like it is.
He's been killing it ever since he got toes.
Really ambient.
He did the most amazing makeup tutorial the other day on how to look third trimester. And it was like,
Shut up.
Was really mature. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know that you do that with your umbilical cord.
Yeah, I saw him do a nutrient haul. And he was like, check it out. I got this calcium this morning.
Love that.
Can you see it?
I love nutrient hauls. They're so cute.
He puts the links to where you can get everything in the description. It's just super helpful.
Yeah. It's just it's just a multivitamin.
Yeah. He is a vision.
I hope she keeps him.
You're listening to Lies. I'm here with Hannah, Mamrie, and Grace. So as is the case with any group of three women, I have to ask, who is the Beyoncé of the group?
Oh, God.
There has to be one woman who is more talented, more famous, sexier, and ultimately more valid of a human than the rest. See, and I want to know who is that person for the three of you.
I feel like we're just like a trio of Kelly Rowlands.
Yeah. We You're actually pride Kelly ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all the
like
Rowlands.
We're all like a solid number two.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if anything, you know, Kelly is really what that group was built around. And then piggybacking off of everybody else's fame and somehow worming her way to the top.
I know.
Yeah.
It's very clear when you watch her perform live that the talent is not there. The lights and the special effects are what make her more popular. Mm-hmm.
But as far as the three of us, all the Kellys, what people might not know about us is the most talented person in this group is actually Kinsey, who writes all our stuff.
Another person.
Kinsey gives us our scripty for our video every morning.
She goes to NYU. Mm-hmm. She's very talented.
And she works for free.
She works for free.
Okay. Yeah. So this Kinsey's is great. Is she writing the answers right now and sending them to you?
Yeah, well, I'm getting text.
I've got an earpiece. You haven't gotten that yet?
No.
Oh, you guys.
Sorry.
I don't know.
So, well, that's interesting. If one of you was to leave the Trinity trio, would you consider replacing that person with someone
constantly
new?
Oh, when you walk into my office, there's literally a hefty bag of headshots I keep.
She's got a vision board
And when these bitches piss me off, I just stick my hand in the bag like I'm pulling out like a lottery ticket. I'm like, this is going to be the one.
That's interesting because get that package I sent you?
Of your headshots?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to need you to get some new ones done.
What was wrong with the current ones?
They were just a little too sultry. I need it more like, hey, I could have a daily vlog. You know,
too sultry. So there was too
sexy
much
is
nipple.
Sexy.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, all three were just beaming in my face.
I knew it
when I sent Mamrie my first headshot.
Yeah,
I just wrote "Hijinks" on my forehead.
It's a choice. Yeah,
it's interesting because I was just about to ask: would the three of you ever pose nude? Now I'm
absolutely
not talking.
Would
no,
we?
No, hold
100%.
On. Let me clarify.
Been there,
here.
Done that.
Let me clarify. Obviously, individually, of course, we would all pose nude. I mean, what an opportunity. but as a trio in one centerfold, the three of you together.
Yep, they can just Photoshop your heads on three of my persons. Done.
Okay.
Like,
Wait a minute, you were saying the picture would be
just me three times.
Your body three times, and then their heads
then
on
their
two
heads
of them.
Photoshopped on two of them.
I mean, and why does your body get to be the one?
She loves to be naked.
Well, and the internet has known me to showcase my body as a means of art and gaining their respect.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we're going tasteful.
But why are Mamrie and Hannah's bodies not allowed to do that?
Because my body is too good. All right? We're not trying to, like...
Okay. So, I don't know if riddled with scars means good, but...
What can I say? I like to fry topless.
Yeah. Have you ever looked at, like, the bottom of a French fry bag, a paper bag full of French fries, and how, like, the grease stains have gotten all over it?
That's
like, Mamrie's entire body.
But, okay... Hannah, what about you? What does your naked body look like? I mean, I could describe them, everyone, but why don't you, in your own words, tell me what I'm looking at?
Well, I appreciate you not commenting on my penis.
Yeah, I was wondering.
It's been a bit of a workaround for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it also explains your success.
Because
there's a man. There's actually a man.
Behind three lady comedy team.
One of them is a dude.
There's a penis creeping.
Well, we had to make ourselves legitimate somehow.
Mm-hmm.
What about your naked body, Sarah?
Oh, mine is, there are a lot of chest tattoos.
Mm.
You know, I think my naked body would be, I don't know if you've ever seen Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Gollum.
I've never heard of it.
I'm a
huge ringer.
To give you a visual. Oh. Gollum. Mm.
Is that a bunch of gray skin hanging.
My precious. Yes, that's my body. My body.
It's all going over my head.
Wow, okay.
Which is why I get a lot of requests.
Mm-hmm. Right, because you look like you live at the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, and that's a thing for some people. They're really into that.
Scientists like that, I think. I don't know. What do scientists do again?
Debatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they
study Sarah's body.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They study my body, and it's been kind of, you know, for a while it was pretty rough, but now I've embraced it.
Your body was rough, and now you've buffed it down. Smooth.
Yeah, they buffed it down, and it's smooth now. And
we're proud.
I think you look great from the neck down.
Thank you.
Just really.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Should we go?
Ladies, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh.
Really appreciate it. Hannah Hart, Mamrie Hart, and Grace Helbig each have their own YouTube channels. Hannah's is called My Harto, Mamrie's is called You Deserve a Drink, and Grace's is called Daily Grace with Sarah Schaefer.
Lies is produced by Curtis Fox and Sharon Mashihi. Our sound engineer is Bill O'Neill. Chris Bannon is the executive producer. Lies was created by Sarah Schaefer and is produced by WNYC New York and distributed by Nerdist Industries.
So, guys, thank you so much. Really was fun. Really fun having you here, and good luck with, deciding if I'm going to be, you know.
Send me those new proofs.
Nudes.
Yeah, I'll get some new headshots and, you know, maybe just a couple tweets just to kind of get some buzz going.
Got to talk to Kinsey about that. Like I said, I haven't touched my social media.
No.
I didn't even set up the accounts.
Yeah. Hashtag Gollum. Hashtag.
Great.
You know, just throwing out some suggested hashtags. Anything with stuff.
Is that a type of, like, breakfast?
Hashtag perfect.
Is that breakfast tweet hashtag?
No. No, it's not breakfast.
Is it a drug?
It's not a drug. It's a thing on... Just Google it.
This is a playground game.
It is a playground game.
It's a playground game.